It had long been our intention to invite John Updike here as a visitor to the Writers' Institute, but it seemed particularly apt to invite him to deliver the inaugural Melville lecture, since he has written so eloquently about Melville in an essay, Melville's Withdrawal, which appears in his extraordinary collection of critical writing, a book entitled Hugging the Shore. Updike, like Melville, earned literary celebrity early in life. Melville's Withdrawal was an understandable response to an increasingly critical and public rejection of his work in late years. John Updike, from his earliest achievements, some of which are indelible in my own mind, has met with ever-widening critical acclaim. I can remember the extraordinary impact the reading of his novel, The Centaur, had on me. His fusion of realism, of which he is an undisputed master, with mythology, created a work partly based on the life of his father that is one of the major imaginative works of American fiction in the past 40 years. Updike's language precedes him. We think of him in the same breath with Nabokov as a maestro of the word. I remember being so impressed with a particular paragraph of The Centaur that I copied it out to study how such magical things were done. John Updike has enriched us with his penetration into the far reaches of the heart of the middle-class Americans. He has triumphed in the form of the short story, the novel, the casual essay, and in Hugging the Shore, his range is so wide and his voice is so sure, so compassionate, and so incisive that he is thought of as the successor to Edmund Wilson as our eminent man of letters. The critic Dennis Donahue has said of this calling that it refers, quote, not to writers who regularly review books, but to those who take the occasions of reviewing to reflect on the intellectual and moral issues that beset us. It implies a certain scale and latitude of reference. The value of such a writer is that he keeps open the area within which intelligent communication is still possible. John Updike has been much lauded, winner of the National Book Critics Circle Award for Hugging the Shore and also for Rabbit is Rich a few years earlier, winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Rabbit is Rich, winner of the National Book Award for The Centaur, and much more. He's published 26 books, and his literary celebrity is of such magnitude that he was recently our representative, and by saying our, I speak for the American collective that values the word, at the Night of 100 Stars on television, where amid the bountiful presence of Joan Collins, Raquel Welch, James Stewart, Christopher Reeve, Dustin Hoffman, and many more, he alone carried the banner of literature. He is the spokesman for far more than his own generation. He represents that element of the nation which values wit, imagination, eloquence, storytelling, and intellect. And in that context, I present to you one of our most valuable national resources, John Updike.